Well, good morning, everyone, and good morning to everyone online too. Obviously, we're sad not to have Bruce and Eunice with us this morning, and Bruce is feeling very unwell at the moment, and we'll just keep everyone in touch here and online as to how he's doing, and of course we'll be praying for him later. I know what I was going to say. How lovely to have Jean with us this morning. It's been so long, hasn't it? And Jean's daughter has kindly offered to sit with Stuart while she comes to church, and we hope that will happen often so that she can be with us. Well done, Sarah, if you got involved in that. Brilliant. It's just so lovely. And Sarah, I know you made it to Easter Sunday, but it's so good to have you back too. And Sarah Jane, we haven't seen for a while, so this is lovely. We haven't been this many for quite some time, I think. So just lovely to see everyone. So at the moment, Bruce had already arranged some messages or titles with a scripture. So I've kept the title this week, but poor Graham, he was due to read a few more scriptures, but I decided to keep it simple that I just went with the first few scriptures to share a few thoughts on. So Graham will be reading that in a little while. So the actual message is entitled "An Invitation That Jesus Always Accepts." So there we are. So let's keep this theme in mind as we share our time together this morning. So I'm just going to pray before we sing our first song. I thank you, Jesus, that you never leave us or forsake us. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. But sometimes in our lives things change, and we don't always like it. We want things to just go on the way they are. But we know that you're in our everything, and we know that you have your hand on each and every one of us. And Lord, I lift Bruce and Eunice to you at this moment. Lord, we pray healing in Bruce's body. We pray for strength for Eunice as she cares for him. And Lord, we thank you for the many, many years that he's led this church. And we know at the moment that he's not here and things are a bit different. But Lord, I pray that Bruce and Eunice know they are not forgotten and that they are appreciated. And yes, there's a verse I'll share later for Bruce. And Lord, here we are on the following Sunday after what we call the Easter weekend. And Lord, we think of your cross. We think of what you did on the cross for us. Oh Lord, we are so thankful. We're so thankful, Lord. Oh, thank you for your forgiveness of our sins. Oh, Lord. We would be nothing without you. And we thank you that you have forgiven us, past, present, and future. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And thank you for the resurrection. And I know I keep saying it, but thank you. We can celebrate every day your cross and what you did for us on the cross and your resurrection that brought us new life as we died with you and rose again. And we thank you for your Holy Spirit dwelling in us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And we give thanks as we look at this message today, an invitation that Jesus always accepts. And we thank you that when we asked you into our hearts, you were there waiting to receive that question. So we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you that our salvation makes us your children, brothers and sisters in one family. Thank you, Lord, in your precious name. Amen. So we're going to liven up now. This is one of Brian's favorites, and he said, a short time ago, when are we going to sing that again? So we are going to sing, Isn't the Love of Jesus Simply Wonderful? were singing that this morning. I feel much better now. Isn't it good to worship the Lord? It really is. Wonderful.
This morning's reading is from Hebrews 13, verses 1 to 3. Keep on loving each other as brothers. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing some people have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember those in prison as if you were their fellow prisoners, and those who are mistreated as if you yourselves were suffering.
Amen. Thank you, Graham. So, to start, what I've done, I want to thank Bruce Barker for always doing the booklet, but this week he's had me keep sending him changes and all sorts, and bless him, he gave me to 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, because I thought to do it a little bit differently. They are just short reflections on these few verses, and so I thought I'd break it up a little bit with the songs in between. So I really appreciate Bruce's help with that. So verse 1 says, keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters. And in Galatians 6:2 it says, carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. And the law of Christ is, as Jesus says in John 13:34, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, as you love one another. And Galatians 6:10 says, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. Amen. So we're going to sing now, Gracious Father, Son and Spirit, ever joined in bonds of love. May your church share in the union of our God, the three in one. May the love of God our Father, poured on us in Christ the Son, in the union of his Spirit, fill our hearts and make us one. And this is, we have done it before, to the tune of Here is Love.
Gracious God, the Son and Spirit.
Made alive, so
love in us be shown. Lord, forgive us our divisions in your cross, or make us one, and together in your spirit, for by Jesus' precious blood, living one.
Going to sing "Guard Us, Guide Us," and verse 2 says, "Our heart is to bring you glory, Lord, as we show love one to another. Your heart's desire is unity, forever in hearts and souls and minds."
Show up.
my Bible down somewhere. Maybe I can find it on my phone. Oh, goodness me. Yes, please. So this is the text I wanted to share for Bruce today. Hebrews 13:7. I think I thought I'd written it out. Thank you so much. So I'm going to read this scripture with Bruce in mind, and then I thought it'd be lovely. I know I've prayed already, but you know, if others would like to join in with prayers for Bruce and Eunice and for each and every one of us. So the scripture, Hebrews 13:7, it's one I kept from the ones I cut, Graham. But I didn't want to start chopping it up. Remember, light's gone out. Sorry. Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. And I thought, I wanted to read that to acknowledge the many years Bruce has been here, which is over, must be 20 years now, isn't it? And various other places. And obviously I was with him at Dartmouth Baptist for a while. And many, many churches he's been in, where his faith has been a witness to others. So I just wanted to read that out this morning. Thank you. Oh, damn. So let's have a time of prayer.
And Lewis and Jilly. And I started to pray. And then before long I went to somebody else. Yes, they've got a problem. Another person got a problem. And it was all of us in the church who've got a problem with one thing or another. The Lord, instead of mentioning all the names, you know us, and I bring us all before you. Pray for help, for peace, for calm, and the pain to be relieved, Lord. And think of Helen as well, but pray for her and her problems. Just be with us today. Fill us with your peace, I pray. And whatever would we do if I didn't know you?
Just like to pray for Deborah once again, for continued healing. Keep her safe, Lord. And let's try and make what's there disappear. I know it's not easy, but in your strength, Lord, hopefully we can achieve it. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus.
Yes, and I would add to that that as Deborah's made this decision that she shared with us this morning, that she would find rest. And we know with so many illnesses, and I think definitely fibromyalgia, that rest is so important for mind, body and spirit. So I echo Graham's prayers and pray healing from the top of her head to the tip of her toes. Lord, would you bring your healing? Thank you, Jesus, in your precious name, Lord. Amen. And Lord, as Jean's been able to join us today, we pray that Stuart and Sharon will be having a lovely time together, and that this might be a quality time for them to share. We so thank you that she's been able to do that, and we do pray that she will be able to do it more often, that Jean might be able to be with us again. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you that Sarah's back with us. And Sarah Jane. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for how wonderful it feels this morning just to be a bigger circle again. I know it's not about numbers, but it's about family and being together. So thank you, Jesus. In your precious name, Lord. And I would just lift our persecuted brothers and sisters at this time. We cannot imagine what it's like for them. We hear so much about whole villages being burned down just because they're Christians. And pastors being abducted and congregations being abducted and oh, Lord, so many horrendous things happening. So, Lord, we think of them this morning and we pray that they are strengthened by our love for them. And thank you that even if we can't do much else for them, that we can talk to you. And, Lord, we know your love for them. We know your hand is on them. And we thank you because we are so blessed to live in a place like this. And as yet, nothing like the persecution that they face. So we give thanks to you always, Jesus. In your name, Lord. Amen. So we're going to sing From Heaven You Came. And verse 4 says, so let us learn how to serve and in our lives enthrone him. Each other's needs to prefer, for it is Christ we're serving. This is our God, the servant king. He calls us now to follow him, to bring our lives as a daily offering of worship to the servant king.
To the world, your glory bear.
Something else. We've had a lot to share this morning, and time is moving on, and I felt as we were singing that it would be good for us to have communion now so that we don't run out of time. So Brian, would you I'll pray, and then would you like to? Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Oh, Lord Jesus. I love how your Holy Spirit fills our time. And Lord, thank you that you put this thought into my mind. So important to share the bread and the wine with our brothers and sisters as one family. Lord, it's so wonderful to be able to come before you knowing that the bread represents your body broken for us on the cross. to forgive our sins, to bring us freedom, to bring us new life. And your shed blood, the wine represents, to cleanse us through and through, past, present and future. Jesus, we have so much to thank you for. And as we take this bread and this wine, we think too of the unity among us. And Lord, that you are coming back. And hasten the day, Lord, for your return. We long to see you. Thank you, Jesus. In your precious name, Lord. Amen. So, thank you, Brian. God. Amen. Deborah, would you like to? Or do you? Yeah, thank you. Bless you. Bless you, my darling. Thank you. So let's take the wine together as we remember all that Jesus has done for us. Thank you, Jesus. Should we click them at the end? Shall we? Oh. So, as we reflect on verses 2 and 3, I just remind you what it says, and that reminder, the invitation that Jesus always accepts. Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by so doing, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. Continue to remember those in prison as if you were together with them in prison, and those who are ill-treated as if you yourselves were suffering. And I'm going to leave the three John for now and save that for another time. But Richard, would you like to just read Matthew 25 for us?
When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on his throne in heavenly glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?" The king will reply, "I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me."
Amen.
So that's obviously the story of the sheep and the goats, but we are the sheep. We're believers in Jesus. And so I thought we'd just read that bit. So just to repeat that last verse, the king will reply, "I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me." Amen. So whether we're showing hospitality to strangers, remembering those in prison, or caring for those who are being ill-treated, or feeding the hungry, or caring for the sick, we take Jesus with us as he indwells us by his Holy Spirit. He is always with us, so it's like we're inviting him to go visit someone, or whatever we're doing, he is with us because he indwells us. So, so I think we'll sing. Yeah, I'll just say, I will say this bit. So, a reminder of Galatians 6:10. Let us do good to all people, especially the family of believers. So we've mostly been looking at our brothers and sisters, and they must be our priority. But as others see our love for each other, they will see Jesus, who is with us in all that we do. He has promised to be with us always. Hebrews 13:5, God has said, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." So our next song reflects on being there for those who aren't our brothers and sisters. Christ be our light. Just go into, I think.
Return to you, make us your own, the holy people.
the reading I left out is in the booklet, so you might like to read it at home. It was just very special to me, because when I'm always going on about that sabbatical I took, but that was a word the Lord spoke into my life, so I was going to share that this morning. But we are going to finish with, get your dancing shoes on, and Sarah Jane, do feel free to stand. Oh, well, you'll get back before the end of the song. You're on camera. Oh, lovely. So, teach me to dance to the beat of your heart. Teach me to move in the power of your spirit. Teach me to walk in the light of your presence. Teach me to dance to the beat of your heart. Together.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.